Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where Current State features people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Michigan Horse Welfare Coalition. The coalition helps feed horses with their hay bank and also works to save horses from abuse and neglect. Here to tell us more about the Michigan Horse Welfare Coalition, Jill Fritz, president of the organization. Hi, Jill.
Hi there.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And joining us by phone is Jody Louth, vice president and rescue coordinator for the Michigan Horse Welfare Coalition. Jody, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Sure. Jill, what are the main services you offer exactly?
Well, just as a little background, we got together in January 2010 with various equine stakeholders and horse rescuers throughout the state to talk about problems that horse owners were facing in the state with the economy, taking a crash, and people having problems feeding their animals. And we looked at what are the challenges facing horse owners and horses in Michigan. And we found a couple of key things were needed. Number one, financial assistance needed to be available to horse owners, just like food banks or pet food banks. We also found that there seemed to be a lack of education about responsible horse ownership in the state, and also education for law enforcement officers to understand what to look for with horse neglect or cruelty. And third, help with coordinating and helping horse rescues and sanctuaries across the state. So with that in mind, we put together a working plan to set up a hay bank based on what Oregon had done years ago, created a very successful hay bank, and also to help law enforcement by providing training and resources for them to investigate horse neglect and cruelty and to assist them if they needed to respond to large-scale cases.
They're large animals. I mean, that translates into some degree of expense. They're not inexpensive to adequately care for a horse.
Yes, right? It is. Yeah. It is expensive to have a horse. So as people found when the economy took a dive, that they were suddenly on very thin ice. So, yeah.
Jody, talk to us about who you typically serve.
Well, we serve both the public and law enforcement agencies, as Jill mentioned. We serve the public by offering a list of partner rescues on our website that the public can trust in terms of where to look if they would like to support a rescue organization, or if they would, if they need to rehome their horse. There's been a history of some rescues sprouting up in the state that don't always have the, best interest of the horses in mind. So we thought providing this list to the public would be a good service for them. And all of the rescues on our list are 501c3 organizations and well-established. And then we also service, as Jill mentioned, law enforcement agencies. Before the coalition was founded, law enforcement officials really had nowhere to turn for help in cruelty and neglect cases, as most are just not equipped to handle horses. Mm-hmm. So we kind of offer like one-stop shopping for law enforcement officials. They can call us, and then we get the word out to our partner rescues. And, we have sent horses, from one neglect situation, for instance, they might get sent to three different rescues who have space and who has the ability to care for their particular needs.
Mm-hmm. Jill, how much does it cost to adequately care for a horse over the course of a year, let's say?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, the average horse will eat, depending on the quality of the hay, from a quarter to half a bale of hay a day, and it all depends on the horse prices, of the hay prices, and that can go up and down. Like, there was a recent drought, so hay prices just went through the roof. But then on top of that, of course, you have regular veterinary care, hoof care, teeth care, things like that. And those are all things that we're able to help horse owners to provide
but
for their
horses.
But
it's easily in the hundreds. Is it into the thousands of dollars a year?
Jody can probably answer that better. But
How much is that, Jody?
Yes, it is. My daughter is in Pony Club, and I believe we just calculated the annual cost for her horse alone, and it was, I think, around $1,400. So it's very expensive. That's, I think, a message we would like to get out to the public as well. Horses right now you can get them pretty cheap, but you have to be aware that there are lots of costs involved with owning and caring for a horse, and you have to be prepared. And last year's drought really caught a lot of horse owners off guard, and they weren't prepared, did not have their hay situation figured out. And so we're urging people, you know, this winter, even though things look better, there was a much better hay yield this year, to you know, be prepared, think ahead, you know, have an emergency fund for in case something happens, you know, with your horse. I mean, we're right now assisting a gal who spent all of her money, you know, trying to save her horse, and now the horse needs to be humanely euthanized, so we're assisting her with that. So, you know, just plan ahead and be responsible.
We're talking with Jill Fritz of the Michigan Horse Welfare Coalition and Jody Louth, who is the rescue coordinator and vice president of the group here on Neighbors in Action. What are these horses' afflictions when you aid in abuse or neglect situations? Are we talking starvation? Do you encounter a lot of physical abuse cases?
In the cases so far, I have not seen specific physical abuse. For the most part, they are neglect. We see a lot of horses with very low body scores, emaciated, left with their hooves neglected. So we see mainly hoarding or people who are breeding irresponsibly without the means to care for the horses, or just neglecting them, mental health cases.
Jody, do you end up enlisting the support of veterinarians?
Yes, we do. We've worked with numerous veterinarians around the state. Most are more than happy to help us out. And, you know, we work with clinics. There's a clinic on the west side of the state that routinely offers low-cost gelding and euthanasia clinics, which is wonderful for the public to utilize.
How do you fund your group's activities?
We rely on donations from the public entirely. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and I can't stress enough that we could not do this without donations from equestrian groups like the Highland Equestrian Conservancy, the Kensington Trail Riders, and many other trail rider groups. Donations at tack and feed events or tack and feed stores, equine events, Michigan businesses and artists support us, authors, and individuals. And that's how we're able to fund our hay bank and our other resources.
And Jody, how can people find out more about your organization and get involved?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.michiganhorsewelfare.org. We also have a very active Facebook page, and they can sign up to volunteer on our website, and they can sign up for hay bake assistance, as well as they can help spread the word about our mission by, you know, downloading and printing our hay bank flyer and posting that in feed stores and such.
Yeah, this hay bank is obviously an important piece of the whole puzzle here. That is an online, there's an online component to this as well, Jill?
Yes, it is. You can go right to MichiganHorseWelfare.org and you'll see a form to apply for hay bank assistance. And all the criteria are listed right there on the site.
Very good. We want to thank both of you for opening our eyes to a very interesting organization and problem in Michigan. Jill Fritz is the president of the Michigan Horse Welfare Coalition. Jody Louth is the vice president and rescue coordinator. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations. And we know that there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We just don't know about them here on Current State. Please help us out and send us an email about these great nonprofits for our Neighbors in Action segment. It happens every Wednesday. Our email address, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.